This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Well, hey, thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you have not heard, we have been following one of the major potential human disasters of all kind, and that would be the failure of the Oroville Dam, in which billions of gallons of water would flood into the Sacramento area, and thus displacing, if not killing, hundreds of thousands and maybe millions of people in one fell swoop. Now, how convenient is that, especially when you have a governor who is trying to destroy dams all throughout California, and it, of course, supports dam removal in all of the West, if you will, and we're witnessing the attempts by this governor and have been witnessing by the attempts of this governor and other people to do just that. Gee, how convenient is it that we have these winter storms after 5.5 years of man-made drought? There's no question about it, man-made drought. And all of a sudden, all these storms come barreling in. And by the way, a problem that they knew existed years ago, oh, it just so happens to creep up at Oroville Dam, which could potentially, well, kill hundreds of thousands of people. With us right now is Red Smith from the Shasta Lantern. Red has been reporting really up all night, I know, and been reporting to us here on the Agenda 21 Radio what's going on. And we will have the rest of the hour that we just played will be up on podcast, and you'll be able to get to that. But this information is very, very important for all of you. It's information you're not going to get from the mainstream media because, quite frankly, they got other things to cover, right? The displacement of a million Americans at one point, one fell swoop, that potentially could. This is bigger than Katrina, bigger than Sandy. This is one of the biggest natural, well, actually man-made catastrophes probably that mankind has ever witnessed. And Red, there's a lot of things going on right now, and I know you've been covering. They announced, of course, that the National Guard has been involved. What are you hearing about the city of Orville itself, which is right there by the dam?
Well, we do know that the National Guard was deployed early. I'm trying to find out who gave the order to deploy the National Guard last night, but they were in the city of Orville until they were informed to pull back and pull out of the potential flood zone, and were being assigned to swift water rescue boat teams to assist. And the thing that is important that people understand is at this point, it does not look like a question of if the spillway and this area of the dam is going to fail, but when. It looks like disaster may have been averted at the moment. That's going to depend on the reports that come in here early this morning when the sun, now that the sun is coming up and they can get some better eyes on the situation. But the problem that we have is beginning Wednesday, we have another series of storms that we're facing, another potential 12 straight days of rain. On top of that, if they manage to figure out a way to hold this situation through that, there's no way they're going to hold this thing through the spring snowmelt.
Well,
it's a question of when is this going to occur. And again, they've stated that they need to relieve the level of the lake by 50 feet of the surface water to remove the pressure from that spillway. They are operating the spillway at full capacity, yet at the rate that they're able to empty the lake, best case scenario is they're only going to be able to empty 18 to 20 feet before the rains begin again.
Well, and part of the problem ladies and gentlemen, is there's two spillways at Orville Dam, and the Orville Dam is, the second largest earth-filled dam, second largest dam in the world. And I'll tell you, the water behind it is just absolutely massive, the acre feet back there. And if the top part of 60 feet of the auxiliary spillway, which is at the extreme north end of the dam, in fact, the main spillway is at the north end of the dam. It's not even part of the dam. It's on the other side of the dam. There's sort of like a finger that comes around in the lake that goes to that area of the spillway, both spillways, the auxiliary and the main one. The main one has turnstocks and everything. They can just lift all these gates up, and the water spills into this very, very long, looks like a road from the sky, but it's actually about a mile-long spillway going down a hill about 700 feet down and into the Feather River. And it's that spillway, that they knew was a problem, as we're getting reports now, as many as 12 years ago. This is being reported on Drudge. We were made aware of these problems as of Saturday. And these are known problems, by the way, known problems by everybody in the dam business up there. And I say that, and of course, the governor should be keenly aware of this. And when this disaster happened a week ago, Tuesday, he should have been on red alert and should have been warning people all along. And that's been part of his failure, which we've been talking about. But the other part of the problem is the auxiliary dam, which is just a little further north than the main, auxiliary spillway, which is just a little bit further north, maybe about another 100 yards away. And I was at the top of both of those at the dam on Saturday, and I'm just I'm not a civil engineer at all, but I could tell that they were in trouble because the water was just beginning to crest over that spillway, and I could see they were working desperately to shore up the base of the spillway, and that's where the real problem is. That's where the catastrophic damage has been had, and if they lose that top 60 feet of concrete, by it being, undercut underneath it, then what you have, Red, is you have a full flood of 60 feet of water surface area off the Orville Lake, which is just going to be creating a huge wave throughout all of Northern California.
Well, that is what they're facing. And when people keep repeating the mantra of, oh, it's just the spillway, it's not the dam. If the spillway fails, they are facing an immediate release of 250,000 acre feet of water. And what that will do is create an erosion event that will cause the failure of the rest of the dam system and eat into the dirt and earthworks there that will crack open the rest of it. This concept that the media is trying to push that, oh, if it fails, don't worry, the rest of the water will stay behind the dam. No, the water will follow the course that water takes of least resistance and continue in the erosion event until there's full failure of the dam.
Well, you know, it's interesting the way they have this set up, and if you can go to Agenda21Radio .news and see an overall aerial picture of this whole view. As you look on the southern portion of the dam, that's where you enter the dam, actually, if you want to, you know, people go up and see the dam all the time. But you enter the dam from the southern side, and you drive literally across the whole earthen dam, and you come to where there was at one point a hill, and that's where they've butted in to the one part of the dam. And then at the top of that little hill is where you have the main spillway that drops down. It looks like a road, you know, from the top of the dam down to the river. And then you extend it further, and that's where that auxiliary one is. And it's that, if that erodes, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to cut a huge hole into the earth and into a canyon, which will flood out the rest of the water. That's the problem. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
2-1-1-0.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Cool, baby. Spin banana, spin ya.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking to Red Smith about the situation in the Oroville Dam area. And by the way, if you're listening to us, you're not listening to the mainstream media, and media, and thank goodness for that, because you're not getting much information, or the information that's getting to you is really kind of late. And if you're one of the almost 200,000 people, almost a quarter million people that were evacuated last night from the areas of Butte County all the way down into Yuba County, this is obviously a difficult thing for you. You've been on the road. You're probably a little bit irritated, and which is really definitely what is going on right now. So anyway, hang on a second here. Anyway, we're getting our technology here all straightened away, getting Red Smith back on the radio here. We got apparently we lost Red, and we're going to get him hooked up right now. Anyway, but if you're one of those quarter million people, or nearly quarter million people, I suspect, that has already gone out there on the highways and byways, stay with us. You know, we'll try and keep you informed here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we'll be putting out probably news briefs as the day goes through. It's we'll be broadcasting here on Red State Talk Radio, and we'll be trying to get you the information through Red State Talk Radio, but also our own news outlet. If you go to agenda21radio.news, you can pick up on some of the stuff that we're doing. We'll be putting out various broadcasts for you to follow about any breaking news that we might have. And we join, of course, with Red Smith. And Red, I'm looking over the Drudge report right now, and it's kind of nice to see that they're reporting the things that we've been reporting finally now. And we've been talking about this for at least the last couple of days. And in fact, even the Sacramento Bee breaking, no word when evacuation order for 188,000 will be lifted as Oroville threat remains. And quite frankly, I'm looking at the article. I was reading it during the break, and it's pretty straightforward. I think the Sac Bee is realizing they can't be political with this right now.
No, there's no room for it at this point. And as you alluded to, we know for certain that they were aware of the potential failure of the main spillway as early as 3 years ago. And now we're receiving information that they may have known as early as 12 years ago that there was the potential for failure in the spillway, that they had cracks, and it had been compromised underneath, and that the State Water Board decided not to spend the funds at the direction of the governor's office because they didn't want to incur the extra costs.
Well, you know, again, I'm gonna use some logic that was used on me last night, which I found pretty amazing. No one was this is almost a quote, and I'm not going to get it right entirely, but this is the gist of it all, and this is how they think in Sacramento, ladies and gentlemen, just to let you know. They didn't think it was a problem because there was a drought and nobody was thinking that way. That was what I was told.
That's exactly what it comes down to. I just now received an update from my contact in the National Guard. Apparently they spent most of the night in their trucks awaiting mission orders. They have not been told anything. They think the situation is stabilized, at least for the moment, but the National Guard is still on full alert and are to remain deployed indefinitely.
Okay, now that sort of matches what we see in the Sacramento Bee about what they're talking about with the National Guard being deployed. The governor, this is one of the statements, governor issues emergency order to assist in dealing with Oroville Dam, main spillway holding even as releases continue. Of course, the big thing is that we have no respect for this governor. He should resign immediately. That's what way I feel. He has been absolutely outrageous in this whole thing, putting at risk millions of people in Northern California.
This is
something that is just absolutely despicable and should not, in fact, happen. Red, your comments on that?
That's absolutely true. All indications point to they were well aware of this problem. They were well aware of the potential loss of life and destruction of property, and they did nothing to stop it. 12 years ago, 3 years ago, as early as yesterday morning, as early as the beginning of last week when the initial collapse of the main spillway occurred, this governor has been completely remiss in any form of response that would be helpful to the people, to the citizens in danger until 9 o'clock last night. And that is absolutely unacceptable.
Says here, this is from the Mercury News, at Oroville Dam, feds and state officials ignored warnings 12 years ago. Obviously, this is something that is a real big problem. And of course, this is exactly spot on to what you've been saying over the last 48 hours and that we've been finding out ourselves. Sandbags and rocks used to plug. Panicked, angry residents sit in gridlock for hours. And by the way, this comes from CBS Sacramento yesterday. And this is, I think, very, very telling. What we have here is that the report that they have of everybody being upset about, it says nearly 200,000 people remain under evacuation orders Monday as Californian authorities try to fix the erosion. About 150 miles northeast of San Francisco, Lake Oroville, one of the largest man-made lakes, had water levels so high that an emergency spillway was used Saturday for the first time in 50 years and blah, 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 blah. So they're reporting basically what we've been talking about. But panicked and angry residents sat in bumper-to-bumper traffic hours after the evacuation order was given. And quite frankly, I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you need to make plans to get out now and stay out. I'm just telling you that. You're not going to hear that from the governor. The emergency evacuation orders are still out. But in order to get the number of people that could potentially be harmed between Oroville and Sacramento, you need to leave now and make plans to get out now. Don't wait.
And
get
out
now. And stay out. Right. Because the problem that we have, Red, as I see it, as I looked at that thing, and if you take a look at the visuals on the maps that we have on Agenda 21 Radio, and you can see where these spillways are, the auxiliary spillway is really designed to drain off into a canyon that's dirt. It's not even concreted as the auxiliary. It's a dirt canyon. If that portion of the dam gives way, the auxiliary portion, which, by the way, is a concrete structure that goes across 1,700 feet, I think, or something like that, across the portion of the dam of the very, very north, if that starts to carve out as the water cascades down there and breaks apart that portion, it starts to carve out more into that canyon. You're talking about not just 60 feet of water, perhaps maybe a couple hundred feet of water off the surface of Lake Oroville.
Absolutely. Looking at the situation, and if they do continue with that piping, they're unable to get it stopped, any sixth grade science student that's ever touched a sand table will be able to tell you what's coming next.
Yeah. So when they say that... Go ahead.
I have heard so many locals that I have spoken to, and they're saying that, oh, well, it's just the spillway. The news is saying the situation's contained. Oh, it's not that big a deal. And my first question to them is that the same news that has been telling you for a week that you didn't have anything to worry about at all to begin with?
Perfect. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Now, another portion to explore in all this stuff, since these people knew about this problem, and since we've seen so much weather modification here in California, especially with the man-made anthropogenic drought, and then now with literally, as Dane Wigington said last week on Agenda 21 Radio, Dane Wigington from geoengineeringwatch.org, I suggest you go to that website sometime during the day and get your real factual update about what's happening with these winter storms that are coming rolling in here. He has been spot on in his assessment and evaluation of these storms, by the way. And he said basically what they have done in terms of the weather modification is to turn a fire hose onto California, in Northern California in particular, which is not going to abate anytime soon. And that was last week when he was saying this.
Well, that's, you know, the amount of water that we've seen is not out of hand for historical numbers.
Hey,
Red,
hang on.
Sorry,
we got the music coming up, so hang on. We'll be back. More Red Smith and the Oroville Dam situation here on Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Red Smith, and we're talking about the Oroville Dam situation. And by the way, if you haven't made your evacuation plans, please do so and evacuate the areas that they're asking for, because from what we're hearing, and again, this is coming from the sources that we have, is that the imminent breakup of the auxiliary spillway is there. In fact, Breitbart is reporting right now an exclusive Oroville Dam spillway may have collapsed at its center. Now we're talking about the auxiliary spillway. That's basically what you've been saying all along, Red.
Well, that's it. Just looking at the dynamics of the situation, again, I certainly believe it's a question of when, not if.
Right.
If you take the potential for failure that we were looking at last night, and then you add this next series of storms that's coming in, the potential for the release of volume of water from what's accumulated as record snow melt, it's a situation that's going to go from bad to worse before anything can be done. I am certainly hopeful, and I'm trying to stay positive that there is a solution, a way out of this, but I haven't heard one, and I don't see one.
Well, this article actually came out. It was reported that in conversations with Doug LaMalfa's office, represents the 1st Congressional District, told Breitbart News Sunday that authorities suggested the structural integrity of the dam spillway was not sound and that its potential failure could be the result of a collapse at its center, which is exactly matching what, in fact, I saw Saturday as, of course, that piping was taking place. And, in fact, we'll post the picture of that. It's got a pretty good scene of this. They said the spillway might have collapsed at the middle of it. And, of course, that would be underneath is what we're talking about. They stopped it for a day and have been using it at half speed at this time with a broken out spillway, it said, and in that situation, the lake keeps filling. Of course, that's just exactly what we're seeing here. So, again, this is something that is not necessarily being hidden, but, you know, this was coming out, and he knew about this before the emergency orders to evacuate were given. I think that's a problem with that, don't you? I think that's a major problem.
Well, I think the encapsulating fact here of the whole situation is that Jerry Brown, who is in the middle of defying the federal government and federal law, who is this fiery rhetoric about defying the federal government and California standalone, that we know is working behind the scenes on CalExit and things like this, has the balls to ask for money, to stick his little clawed hand out for money from the federal government, and then waits another 14 hours to even activate the state's emergency services. It's not about the people. It's not about his citizens or constituents. It's about the money for Jerry. The situation was created because they didn't want to put the money out to protect Jeffersonians, and now he's just going to use them as a stalking horse to try and get money from the federal government that he's in open sedition and act in defiance of. And it's not about the citizens at all. And it's disgusting, and it's time for this man to go one way or the other.
He needs to resign. I think he needs to put his resignation on the table immediately. And I hope the people rise up against him and say, you need to resign, Jerry. We need leadership in this state. We don't need people panicking in the face of fire or deliberately doing this, which I put out there. I would opine that this is something that's deliberately being managed and manipulated. Obviously, the 14-hour delay.
Yeah, and he can take that bum Gavin Newsom with him.
Yeah, and this is part of the problem, ladies and gentlemen. When you have a mono system, when you have a totalitarian such as Jerry Brown, who's been leading the state into literally oblivion now, he's putting at risk people's lives. This is something, and I'm sure that when we get joined with Chris Street at the top of the hour, he's going to be making the same comments. Why? At minimum, they should have started evacuating people, especially with such a large number of people, Saturday morning. That's at minimum. I mean, they should have actually started this whole process as early as Wednesday of last week. They knew. They knew they had problems. And like I said, when I was standing on top of that dam and was looking down, I could see the problem. And of course, you know, I didn't totally get the whole thing at the time. I was thinking, well, maybe they're going to do something here, but now they're fixing it. But, you know, putting two and two together, why would they be fixing something at that point in time? Because they knew they had a problem. They knew they had a big problem. And that word should have gone out to everybody. And the potential for disaster, for the death of hundreds of thousands, if not a million or more people, is imminent. If people don't evacuate
it
now.
And the nature that the evacuations had to be carried out on, they could have been conducted in a staged and orderly manner over the last week. They knew this was a problem. They waited till the last minute. I've heard numerous stories of people not getting to an evacuation site until this morning, 5-6 o'clock this morning. I understand that the Yolo County Fairgrounds is now open to evacuees due to Silver Dollar Fairgrounds in Butte County being full. I know Tehama County Fairgrounds and Red Bluff were open for evacuees last night. They knew this was coming. They waited until the last minute, which led to a panic evac situation. The other thing that I have not seen any reporting on is what went on in Oroville last night, fighting and shooting in the streets, looting. Anybody that listened to the scanner last night knows the truth of what went on in Oroville and other areas, the numerous car accidents, reports of gunshots, medical calls. That scanner did not quit squawking last night.
Amazing. Just amazing stuff going on right now in our world. And, of course, by design, tinfoil hat thinking. You know, the problem with our tinfoil hat thinking, ladies and gentlemen, is that our tinfoil hat thinking has been accurate over the last, 6 years since we've been broadcasting Agenda 21 Radio. And so that's why people listen to our radio show, listen to your radio show, Red on Sundays. And, of course, you were bringing this up yesterday on your program on KCNR 1460 out of Reading, But, of course, now we know a lot more about the facts behind the scenes. And, of course, I think the fact that Jerry Brown has failed to react to protect the people of California is just absolutely outrageous. It's an outrage that every California, every American should be demanding Jerry Brown's resignation now and an investigation into this now on his gross negligence as governor. And we want to know what he did with all the bond money. I think that's, you know, the Sites Reservoir thing, what a sham that whole thing for Prop 1 was a number of years ago, in which we forked over $8 billion, and he squandered all that by spending that money with his crony friends, distributing that money to his crony friends, billions of dollars to these conservancies that are environmentalist wackos, if you will, that have been causing this whole problem in California for the last 25, 30 years. That's all he's done is enriched his friends.
Absolutely. Where's the money, Jerry? Where is the money? And, you know, again, I'm going to kind of repeat my sentiment of earlier is I don't know how anyone north of Sacramento can consider themselves an integral part of California anymore. They don't respond to our will. They don't respond to our needs. They actively have attacked us, our industries. Now they have endangered hundreds of thousands, potentially millions of our citizens. And it's time for it to end. It's time for it to be over. And if we can't rely on our own government for the most basics of public safety, what is the point of funding and supporting this California government?
Well, you know,
what is the point of it?
Red, the alternative, obviously, here for us in the North State is the formation of a new state known as Jefferson. And we got one more segment here before we let go of you, Red, and I wanted to bring that up, that this is a key point for people to understand. There are answers to the Jerry Brown issue, and that's the formation of a new state. So stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and we're with Red Smith.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio with Red Smith. And Red, you know, the Breitbart's even reporting now that what you were talking about earlier in the last hour about the calculation that 50 feet at least has to drop out of that dam before it's safe, and that's not going to happen.
No.
You just don't have enough time to do that.
You know, there's just... The physical formula does not add up to be able to reduce the lake by that much.
Well, I guess the question is... Go ahead.
Yes, it is. Does it fail between now and Wednesday, or does it fail sometime after Wednesday as the increased flows of water come in from the current storm that's approaching?
Well, and, you know, I'm just going to kind of run. I am not a civil engineer, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know, and I'm just guessing based upon just being a human being and actually at the top of this thing on Saturday and watching what was being, what was happening and what was taking place. But just from the basic physics of it, though, the more that water is drained out of the spillway, which is now opened up to 100%, the main spillway, not this auxiliary one, but the main spillway, what that means is that there's going to be less pressure on the dam, the auxiliary spillway, which actually is a smaller dam at the top of the dam, if you know what I mean. And that's basically where it was cresting the other day and where it started cascading down. And, of course, now we have the problem. That is not cascading over now, but there's just so much pressure built up, that concrete portion of about 1,700 feet. That is being undermined in the middle from the reports that we're getting, and that undermining is going to dig deeper into the soil because it's a earthen dam, and quite frankly, that portion, Red, is really still part of the natural hillside that was there before the dam was built. None of that's been reinforced.
No, not at all.
And that's where you talk about sand.
And I guess ultimately the question for almost a quarter million citizens right now is who's willing to take Vegas odds with their life and their property?
Yeah, so obviously people have to get up and go. And, of course, we I want to get your final thoughts here on what is going on in terms of, like, the state of Jefferson, because this is really a grievance against the state of California, which plays into the independence movement of the state of Jefferson and forming a new state out of California called the state of Jefferson, putting another star on the on the flag and making a more perfect union, as we say here on Agenda 21 Radio. That process has to move forward now more than ever before, doesn't it?
Absolutely. The list of grievances is continuous with the state of California as they continue to find new and interesting ways to destroy our economy, to destroy our way of life, to insult us, to impinge upon our freedoms and our liberties. But this is such an egregious assault on our public safety. Is how can anybody in their right mind and with an ounce of common sense after this be okay and be able to really trust the state of California and exist within the same house as these people anymore?
Well, I want to read to you. I want to read to you what Jerry Brown put out. And again, this shows you what Red is saying. This happened last night, and this is the tweet that the governor put out. It says, issues emergency service, emergency order to help response to hashtag Orville Spillway. 10:46 p.m. 12 February 2017, ladies and gentlemen, that order should have been issued at minimum Saturday morning, and even before that, as early as Thursday or Wednesday of last week. He did not do it. He's negligent, needs to go. He's put all of us in danger in the North State. That is absolutely outrageous what he has done. It also says here, I have been in, this is a comment, this is a statement, it says, California Jerry Brown issued an emergency order Sunday evening and indicated that the state was managing the relief effort. It says, I have been in close contact with emergency personnel managing the situation in Oroville throughout the weekend, and it's clear the circumstances are complex and rapidly changing. I want to thank local and state law enforcement for leading evacuation efforts and doing their part to keep residents safe. The state is directing all necessary personnel and resources to deal with this very serious situation. Jerry, yes, it's serious. Where were you last week when it all started to happen? Unbelievable.
Yeah, day late in the middle or short, Jerry.
Yep. Days late, hours late. And anyway, so this is just one more of the bit. This is a big grievance. This should, I think, put the independence movement of the state of Jefferson at full throttle right now, not only for the court case, but all the other portions of that, building the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, all that needs to be put forward.
Well, not only, Paul, are we facing the obvious catastrophic potential for loss of human life and property, we're talking about what do we do from here? What does this mean for flood control in the Sacramento Delta and the Sacramento Valley? What does this mean for the farmers and ranchers that are reliant upon that water system to provide the crops and the food for California? We've got a major and ongoing problem that we're going to be facing, other than the major catastrophe that's right in front of our face now. This is going to have ramifications for decades for water storage in California.
Well, you know, the other problem, too, and we haven't even discussed this yet, but this region that this water is really very, very much used for is rice growing. This area that we're talking about that's about to be flooded and destroyed is the second, depending upon the season, is the second and third largest growing area for rice in the world, ladies and gentlemen. In the world. This is one of the major producers of rice for the entire world is in this area that is about to be washed out to the Pacific Ocean. That's really what it is. And, I mean, if you lose that food potential, what's going to happen to the rest of the world in terms of rice production? It will, and of course, we have rice that's stored in silos. What's going to happen to those silos that are flooded? You know, we've got a year's supply of rice stored. And so you're losing not only the growing area, potential growing area, the farming equipment, everything that's going to go along with this as a disaster, but you're also going to lose that food potential. And this is just outrageous. Anyway, we've got the music coming up red. We've got one more break before we get out of here. So stay with us, ladies and gentlemen, listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news, for all the information about the Oroville Dam situation and much more. We'll be right back.
Sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door, and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
My best friend, my rock, my son Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. In red, we have about a minute, so your final thoughts on what's going on.
Yeah, at this point, Paul, I'm not sure what else to say other than get down and start praying, and I hope everybody stays safe.
Well, and you know, again, I'm calling for the resignation of Jerry Brown. He needs to go because this is just gross negligence on his part, failing to protect the people that he's sworn to protect. Is just at minimum is what has happened here. And again, this is a one more big grievance. I think this is like the nail in the coffin for the relationship between California and the state of Jefferson. This is a major grievance that's going to be brought forward in the independence movement of the state of Jefferson, that Jerry Brown has failed to protect the people of the North State, primarily in the 21 counties that serves as the state of Jefferson that are trying to break away. Your thoughts on that? 30 seconds. 15 seconds.
Yeah, Jerry Brown, kick rocks. It's time to go.
Yeah. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming up to the end of this hour, and in the next hour, Chris Streets from Breitbart is going to be joining us. And, of course, he's co-host here on the Agenda 21 Radio. And, Red, thanks a lot for being with us and taking so much time. And I know we're going to be catching your updates today.
We'll be talking.
Thanks. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we've got one more hour here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And like I said, I always say on this radio show, we are exceptional Americans, no doubt, ladies and gentlemen. We're exceptional Californians, and we are staying strong through this in spite of the lack of leadership from a dictator by the name of Jerry Brown. He needs to go, and exceptional Americans will take care of business. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.